Bob Menendez money spoils entire Democrat Party. Corrupt senator spreads dirty cash everywhere. By Wendell Hasebo on September 26, 2023. Senator Bob Menendez's, DNJ, dirty political donations have contaminated the entire Democrat Party, and possibly its hopes of retaining control of the Senate. Following bribery charges for allegedly sharing information with Egypt in exchange for cash and gold bars, Menendez, whom authorities indicted on three counts of conspiracy, was the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee before stepping down after Friday's indictment. The chair of the Foreign Relations Committee is a powerful position that commands political clout and the ability to raise and distribute coveted campaign donations throughout the Democrat caucus. From 2017 through 2022, Menendez's campaign committee raised over $16.5 million and saved nearly $6 million as cash on hand, according to Open Secrets based on FEC filings. In the 2022 midterm cycle, Menendez's campaign committee and leadership PAC expenditures totaled about $1.5 million. He spent about 16% of the money, $229,900, on contributions, Open Secrets reported. Much of that money Menendez gave to Democrat Senate allies, some of whom planned to return it in $100 bills, a denomination Menendez allegedly stashed in his home totaling $500,000. "We are in process of returning the money in envelopes stuffed with $100 bills," Joe Calvello, a spokesperson for Senator John Fetterman, DPA, told The Messenger. Menendez gave Fetterman $5,000 towards his Senate campaign. Fetterman is just one Democrat senator who received political donations from Menendez's PAC. Below are nine of the top Democrats who received money from Menendez's campaign committee in the 2022 cycle, Open Secrets reported. Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, Maggie for New Hampshire $10,000, six donations. Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, Kelly for Senate $10,000, three donations. Senator Tammy Baldwin, DEL, Tammy for Wisconsin $10,000, four donations. Senator Ron Wyden, DEOR, Wyden for Senate $10,000, two donations. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, Gillibrand for Senate $10,000, two donations. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, Catherine Cortez Masto for Senate $10,000, three donations. Senator Alex Padilla, DCA, Alex Padilla for Senate $10,000, two donations. Senator Michael Bennett, DCO, Bennett for Colorado $7,500, three donations. Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, Warnock for Georgia $7,500, two donations. Menendez is already in gear for the 2024 election cycle. According to campaign finance disclosures, Menendez's new Millennium PAC gave Senate Democrats large donations, including Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, $5,000, Senator Bob Casey, DPA, $10,000, Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, $10,000, and Senator John Tester, DMount, $5,000. In addition to the individual campaigns, Menendez's PAC gave money to Democrat organizations that donate to Democrat candidates. He gave 113 donations to Act Blue in the 2022 cycle, totaling $107,548, Open Secrets reported. He also gave Fireside Campaigns 24 donations totaling $107,005. While a few Democrat senators signaled they will return their donations from the embattled senator, some Democrats, many of whom accepted campaign cash, called on Tuesday for Menendez to step down. "I've read the detailed charges against Senator Menendez and find them deeply disturbing. While he deserves a fair trial like every other American, I believe Senator Menendez should resign for the sake of the public's faith in the U.S. Senate," said Tester, who received campaign funds. The indictment spells out deeply troubling allegations against Senator Menendez that breach the American people's trust and compromise his ability to effectively represent his constituents, Baldwin, who also took Menendez's campaign money, told reporters. Correction: this article originally indicated Tammy Baldwin is from Illinois. It has been corrected to note that she is from Wisconsin. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.